Maine's legislature is considering several bills that would discourage retailers from using plastic bags. Here's Newcastle Democratic Representative Mick Devin, who's the sponsor of one of these bills, speaking today.
There's a growing consensus that these bags are harming the environment and also, you know, propose a long-term threat to human health and the health of marine life as well, which we know is important to the economy.
Food retailers in Portland are getting ready for April 15th, when Maine's biggest city will become the first in the state and one of only a few in New England to charge a fee for plastic shopping bags. The city's also introducing a ban on many types of styrofoam food packaging. Advocates say the new policies will greatly reduce the amount of trash that ends up in the ocean and elsewhere. But for others, the new rules are an unwelcome financial burden. Tom Porter is sorting out the details.
The new ordinance specifically targets the city's biggest grocery retailers like Hannaford Brothers, which has two stores in Portland, including this 77,000-square-foot property on Forest Avenue. Spokesman Eric Bloom says the company did not take a position on the ordinances limiting plastic bags and styrofoam packaging when they were approved back in June. But now that they're about to take effect, Bloom says Hannaford is ready to invest in the idea.
There definitely are especially upfront costs with this.
He wouldn't give a figure, but Bloom says Hannaford is spending money retraining employees and reworking some of its software. The company is also trying to help prepare consumers for the change.
We're anticipating giving away about 100,000 bags between our two Portland stores during the giveaway period.
From mid-April, Hannaford and other Portland food retailers will be required to charge a 5-cent fee, money which they can keep for each disposable plastic or paper bag used. The idea is to encourage more consumers to buy reusable bags and reduce the amount of plastic waste going into the environment. Hannaford will be charging $1.25 per reusable bag, but will be giving them away for free from March 29th until the ordinance takes effect.
We hope that they'll have those available then to use when the fee goes into place on April 15th.
I think it's a great idea that they're using the reusable bags.
Shopper Pat Dern says she's concerned about the effects disposable plastic bags have on the environment. Her shopping cart contains four reusable bags full of groceries.
I started using them last year. I love them.
Gisela Twiss is pushing a cart full of plastic bags. She says she plans to keep using disposable bags even after the 5-cent fee is introduced.
I don't really care for using the reusable bags because they have a lot of bacteria.
She says she's concerned about the potential for the buildup of harmful bacteria, such as E. coli, in bags which are repeatedly used to carry food. Studies show the bags can foster bacteria growth, but experts say they are unlikely to pose much of a health risk, especially if shoppers regularly wash them. They also show that many of the E. coli are harmless, but customers like Twiss aren't ready to change their habits.
So I prefer the plastic, and if they charge, then I'm going to continue paying for the plastic.
It's going to put a little bit extra on your shopping bill, isn't it?
Well, I figured I'll probably be a couple bucks every time.
It's imposing another tax on the citizens of Portland.
Shelley Doak is executive director of the Maine Grocers and Food Producers Association, which opposes the ordinance. She had hoped the city would instead concentrate on recycling and on enforcing existing litter laws.
There was no data essentially conducted on the economic impacts to the businesses or onto their customers.
Environmentalists say there is ample evidence to justify the ban.
Single-use disposable bags are one of the most commonly used and quickly discarded items in our society.
Sarah Lakeman is with the Natural Resources Council of Maine.
Plastic bags tend to easily find their way into the environment and are often seen lining fences and stuck in trees and clogging up storm drains, or wind up in the ocean's plastic soup.
Lakeman says more than 150 communities across the nation have successfully eliminated tens of millions of bags by adopting such policies. Apart from the state-level efforts, several other Maine communities are also considering following Portland's lead. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.